Born at the turn of the 20th century, Leo Sowerby is most remembered today as a notable composer of sacred music. A Pulitzer Prize winner and commonly known as the Dean of American Church Music, he served for over two decades at St. James Episcopal Cathedral in Chicago before founding the College of Church Musicians at Washington National Cathedral. There, for the last 6 years of his life, he molded the careers of nearly 50 church musicians by establishing a robust master-apprentice teaching model yet unparalleled in America. Sowerby's setting of I Was Glad convincingly sets the text of Psalm 122 in its entirety, with its exultant exclamations of praise, while also reflecting on common desires of peace and prosperity through more calm and introspective musical textures. Psalm 122 is commonly associated with a portion of the Psalter known as the Psalms of Ascent. Many scholars believe these psalms were sung by ancient Levite singers as they ascended the multitude of steps to minister in the Temple of Jerusalem. Sowerby convincingly paints this ascent with a fugue over the text, "Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself." This fugue, or musical game of follow the leader, figuratively builds up the foundation of Jerusalem step by step from the lowest voices to the highest. Basses, then tenors, altos, and lastly sopranos. In contrast to these resolute and celebratory declamations, Sowerby next turns to the psalm's introspective prayers for peace, writing flowing streams of music over the text, "O pray for the peace of Jerusalem." For particularly beautiful effect, the organ discreetly falls silent at "Peace be within thy walls and plenteousness within thy palaces." Affectionately known by his students and colleagues as Dr. Leo, Sowerby's unique style of church music convincingly combined elements of jazz harmony with traditional choral and organ textures. As one student put it, he taught us the liturgical blues. And so at the start of 2022, may the final words of this remarkable piece, "I will seek to do thee good," bring rebirth and renewal, and the liturgical blues of Dr. Leo.